Looks like we are now joined by Michigan head coach John Beilein. The Wolverines are 13-4 overall, 5-0 in the Big Ten, and are receiving votes in both the AP and USA Today coaches polls. Michigan will host number 14 Iowa on Wednesday before traveling to number 4 Michigan State on Saturday. Coach Beilein, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Please give us a brief opening statement, and then we'll open the call for questions.
This obviously you can see this little run of games right here. I don't recall being playing three top 15 teams in a row, but it may have happened, but I can't recall it. And so going to Wisconsin and getting off to a good start in this short run was important. We beat a really really feel good because we beat a really good Wisconsin team with a tremendous coaching staff, tremendous talent, really played basketball the right way. And really proud of how our kids responded.
Thanks, Coach.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Hamilton with SportsIllustrated.com.
John, I wanted to ask a question about Nick. Based on how he kind of changed in the off season with the weights and just how your roster changed, in what ways can you do more with him this year, and how do you do more with him this year than you did last year?
Well, he's just like any other freshman to sophomore. I think they come in and they really had a lot of success in high school if they're or in AAU or summer ball if they're at Michigan or any of the Big Ten teams, but they find out they've probably never lifted weights consistently. They probably have not. Their defensive scouting reports are probably one-tenth of what they're going to have, and the emphasis on defense probably cannot be. They don't have four coaches working with them in high school to improve their defense. So those are just typical of everyone. And he's worked really hard at his strength. And looking at the game from a different perspective, and then his defense has been very, very good all year long. And a lot of times sophomores don't make that step.
Thank you.
Your next question comes along with Scott Dutnerman with State of Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, John, can you talk about some of the strides offensively that Nick Stauskas has made from being what at least perceived to be just a primary shooter last year to now being all-around offensive threat?
Well, yeah, I just spoke to that, but it is, his strength training, his defense. He had a very good dribble drive game last year as well. We just also happen to have Tim Hardaway and Trey Burke, and it's tough to have three guys getting to the foul line like that. So he gets to the foul line, and because he can make, he's good at getting 2 feet in the paint. I think we for maybe the first time since I've been here we don't have one or two guys and get 2 feet in the paint. You know, we have three or four out on the court, but Nick's one of them.
What would you say is his? Does he have the green light every single time he gets within, say, 22 feet of the basket?
Well, yeah, I guess it's would be a green light as I see a green light should be. And so that would take you'd have to be at every practice and watch him play before you interpret. My green light may be different than other green lights, but we do want him to be aggressive.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of C.J. Moore with the Bleacher Report.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
What adjustments have you made since McGarry went out that have your guys playing so well offensively?
Well, yeah, I think it was more that I don't know if there's any adjustments other than there is a consistency of who was at the center position. Mitch has such a tremendous variety and skill set that in the preseason we didn't have him. And we were moving in one direction knowing he may be back in a month or so. And then when he came back, we tried to do a little bit of both. Now it's just there's just consistency, and people are in their roles, have been in their roles now for over a month. I mean, it's been 5 weeks since he played a game. So we've had 5 weeks to just get a rhythm among who's playing and where they're playing, how they're playing, and who we're playing.
Thanks. Your next question comes from the line of Jesse Doherty with the Daily Orange.
Hey, Coach. I'm running a feature on Brad Onloff, your walk-on. Can you talk a little about his persistence to get on your roster and what he may mean to your scout team with his athleticism?
Yeah, he, you know, last year he actually wanted to come here as a walk-on originally, and we just did. We had a great group of walk-ons in our 13 team, and so there just wasn't any room. So he went to football and made that walk-on team, and then this year did it again, but still stayed in touch with me asking if there was an opportunity with the team. And sure enough, there was when we had some injuries early, and we only used we only have 11 on scholarship. We saw there was a need for a guy who at 6'3". He's the scout team four man many times, and 4 or 3. And he guards Stauskas. He guards Glenn Robinson, and does a really good job with him in practice.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of David Briggs with the Toledo Blade.
Hey, Coach, just a question on a local guy, Mark Donnell. How have you kind of seen him develop over this redshirt year and just from the time you set foot on campus, and where do you kind of see the biggest areas for growth with his game?
He's made great progress. First of all, being on a scout team, when we decided it was a redshirt and it was not amount of his ability, it was amount of playing time that we could get him. If he was a freshman, like when John Horford was a freshman and Jordan Morgan were freshmen and things like that, he may have had to play earlier. He's increased his strength a great deal. He's probably as good, if not, he's like Horford or Morgan as far as a rebounder. Great hands, but he's so much stronger than he was. He's country strong anyhow. I mean, he is strong. And you know, he's gaining weight, but the one thing that he has that I'm really looking forward to coaching is he can really shoot the ball, and he can really pass the ball. And when you have big men that can do that, it really can open up your offense. But this was absolutely the right decision, because in all the other things freshmen go through, learning offense, but most importantly defense, he needed this year to develop.
Sure, thanks.
Your next question comes from Nick Baumgartner with MLive.com.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm wondering, when you guys are, you know, kind of running Nick off those screens and Karis off those screens, and Derek is on the floor, and those two have the ball in their hands, what's Derek's role become at that point, obviously, when Nick and Karis are creating? What do you guys tell Derek to do during those situations?
Well, there's many times that he's just providing space for us. You know, if you look at his three-point shooting numbers, it's really good. They cannot lay off of him. And so sometimes he's just standing in the corner. As this game has changed over the last years, movement always isn't good. We want him to be there, and so that he's a stationary target we could hit as we read what we call the fifth defender. The guy that's furthest away from the ball has to decide whether he's going to help on the pick and roll or stay with Derek. So if he weren't a shooter, that guy could plug it up the whole game. It's hard to plug it up because Derek is a very good shooter. So he's learning how to do that while he also learns our game. And but we have multiple pick and roll men, probably more than we've ever had right now. We've usually had one or two. We have four or five right now, and that really has been a good change for us. But it takes the ball out of the point guard hands a little bit more than normal.
How close is Derek to becoming, you know, getting up to that level of where maybe Nick's at right now with the screen and roll? Is he close to that, or is he still learning?
He's getting very good at it. Like you say, it's probably going to be an equal opportunity program as far as getting different people in it, and it has a lot to do with the matchups that we see out there.
Thanks, John.
We've got time for one more question from the media before we let Coach Beilein go.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like we're all set. We appreciate you joining us
all right,
this morning.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
See you next week.